walking hand in hand, having somebody just for you.
I've seen all your faults and still likes you.
Yeah.
To know when I look into her eyes that there's no judgment, that she just loves me, right?
I don't care what he does, as long as he's not hurting himself, because I need him for a long time.
That's Mary and Guy admitting laughingly to 5 major fights in their 8-year relationship. Engaged and clearly in love, Mary makes a drive between London and Kitchener to spend time with the person she calls her best friend. It's a sentiment echoed by Guy.
I have an incredible woman in my life that loves me to death, and that's one of the reasons that I'm doing so well. But I have down days. I got days when I just think, man, like I'm in pain every day when I wake up. I have nausea, diarrhea, vertigo. I pay a price every day, and some of those days are so bad that I look in the mirror and I curse myself for doing this to myself.
This couple is living with AIDS. They were given a few months to a few years to live. Decades later, we sit in Guy's sunlit bachelor pad, dangling crystals cast rainbow patterns. A painting of a sailboat sits propped on his easel in the corner. Ice cubes clink in our glasses of green Kool-Aid. It's a favorite of both. Guy grew up going to church. He skipped ahead 2 grades, struggled with his younger age throughout high school, spent his adolescence and adulthood in and out of prison. Upon release, he ended up out west, fighting for money, dealing and injecting drugs, engaging with prostitutes. Mary was as low risk as they come. She ended up marrying a man who worked for her father, had 2 children, by all accounts, a normal life. Until that is, she discovered her husband was sleeping with other women and using intravenous drugs. Still, she didn't know the irrevocable damage or just how deeply his life choices would affect her. It was 18 years ago when she began to feel ill.
I was being tested for everything, but everything came back negative. And I'm thinking, you know, it's got to be something. And it was just kind of laying there coughing. And I coughed and all of a sudden, it was nothing but blood.
She was quarantined for 2 weeks while healthcare professionals ran a battery of tests.
And a doctor came in. I never met the man. And I mean, he came in with gloves. He got the goggles on. He's got this face mask on. He's got one of those gowns facing forward, one facing backward. And he says, well, tomorrow we'll know for sure if you have AIDS or cancer. Have a good night. So I basically sat there the whole night and wondered. Excuse me. Thank you, baby. And basically I just wondered, well, didn't wonder. I prayed to God that it was going to be cancer.
After staying awake all night, her worst fear was confirmed the next morning.
It's not a good sign when your family doctor comes to visit you. But she said, you have full-blown AIDS. And you got 6 months to live. And to find new parents for your children. They had to be tested. And how do you tell them? They have to be tested for a disease that their mommy's going to die from. But that was my biggest concern. But when they both came back negative, I could track it to the exact week I got HIV.
HIV stands for Human Immunodeficiency Virus. It is a virus that attacks a person's immune system by infecting CD4 cells, which normally help coordinate the fight against various pathogens. AIDS is the syndrome that can result from the HIV virus after it has damaged the immune system severely enough that it can't fight off what we call opportunistic infections.
Colin Bouchard is a gay men's sexual health coordinator at AQUA, which is the AIDS Committee of Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo, and area. It's a safe place that offers support and resources, educates, and raises awareness. It also provides free and confidential testing.
Someone could go years after becoming infected with HIV without knowing they have HIV while still spreading HIV. So it's very important to get tested on a regular basis if you are engaging in activities at high risk for HIV.
AQUA Executive Director Ruth Cameron says even with this service available, not everyone knows their status.
Around 25% of the individuals living with HIV are not aware of their status. And that is an estimate based on epidemiology research done with various groups at risk across the whole nation. And that number has not really changed, I think, over the course of the epidemic.
What has changed, though, and considerably, is the quality of life people living with HIV or AIDS now have.
Early, when people have more frequent tests, we are at a stage where they're the odds of progressing to AIDS are extremely low. People are living very long lives with HIV. We want people to be aware of the fact that HIV is not a death sentence, that it is something that can be managed and that they can continue to live their lives.
Ryan is a prime example. The full-time student studies in his cozy Preston apartment by listening to a mix of dubstep, classical, and jazz. What little spare time he has is spent volunteering with Aqua, reaching out and speaking up. He's a respect leader as well at Conestoga College.
Literally, I take one pill a day. I drink Ensures all the time. Vitamins, I eat well, and sleep is the main thing. The pill I take is Complera. I have to say it's one of the best pills, and I'm so lucky to be able to be on it. And that's all because of people with HIV 30 years ago pushing to get better treatment, pushing for better clinical trials and everything like that, and literally made my life easier.
Just a few short years ago, this aspiring architect was deep into drugs, moving to Toronto in 2006, then hearing through a friend in 07 that his male partner was HIV positive. He recalls living in bathhouses, hotels, sinking further and further.
2008 is when I actually did the rapid testing. It was because of AIDS Awareness Week. I decided, you know what, I'm going to go do it. And I was positive. Most terrible experience I've ever been through. Everything's just wah, 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 right? Because you're just trying to cope and try to get this all into your mind, like understand it.
He shares one particular experience when he went to get his blood tested at a hassle-free clinic.
But because of needle use and everything, all my veins were collapsed. So there was like five nurses in the room all trying to hit my veins, and I just felt so tragic and just like, and I just said, I don't know about you, but this is the first time I heard I'm HIV positive. Like, have some respect. And I stormed out of there, right? And I don't think it was anything they were doing. It was just me trying to just, and my growing up, all I knew was to get high, get drunk, and run away.
Ryan was arrested in 2009, and that's when the actual blood work was done, and he found out without a doubt that he was HIV positive. Released, arrested again, back in jail. This time, though, he took the time to read up, learn more about it, and discovered that it wasn't the death sentence he had originally thought. Aside from the shock, health ramifications, and stigma surrounding HIV and AIDS, those living with the virus have to figure out who and how to tell loved ones. Before Mary met Guy, she opened up to a close friend of hers that she was hoping to have a relationship with.
I says, well, I have to tell you something. And I says, well, you know I'm sick. And he says, yeah. And I says, well, do you know what? HIV. And I mean, I never seen anybody turn white as a ghost like that in my life. And he all of a sudden went backwards like 6 inches. And he looks at me, he goes, oh, it's not me. It's not you. It's not me. It's not, you know, and he gets all flustered and everything. And I never seen anybody move that quick, and I never saw him again. The rest of my life, I've never seen Mark again. But, you know, it was one of the hardest things I had to do because I knew I had to tell him. And it was somebody I cared about, and I thought, you know, he cared about me, but shows you how much I care.
When you first start the relationship, they're so understanding and so intelligent about it all, but then the first time you have a fight, a serious fight, they start throwing it in your face. Oh, we all look at the chances I'm taking, you know, I'm risking my life to be with you and this and that. And it comes out, it always seems to come out, and once it's come out once, it's that much easier to use that tool to hurt the other person, so it became horrible. Like, it was just a horrible thing to the point where I didn't want to tell anybody.
Mary, Guy, and Ryan all advocate, educate, speak up, and raise awareness about living with HIV and AIDS. All three underscore the importance of safe sex and getting tested regularly. Mark Roberts is a kindly public health nurse with the Region of Waterloo Public Health. His sincere disposition and 23 years of experience automatically puts one at ease during what is no doubt an anxious moment.
These all come in nice little individual packages. So this is a little plastic testing well. What's on the bottom of this is a microcellulose membrane. When we add the person's blood, what happens is we will then see a blue dot appear in the top of the test well. That is a control dot that tells us that the kit is actually working.
Okay.
Then we add their blood sample and a blue dye and then a clarifier. And if there's only one blue dot in the test well, that means it is not detecting any HIV antibodies, so okay. The person is HIV negative. If there's two blue dots in the test well, that means it's a reactive test. It is detecting antibodies.
Results in 60 seconds, and the whole process itself takes less than a minute.
Start with a sterile lancet, So we just rub some alcohol on the person's finger. Okay. It's supposed to help you relax. Is it working yet?
Not yet.
Then we take the sterile lancet, snap like that.
Okay.
Then we use this very small pipette, and we get 50 microliters of blood.
Which is barely any.
Right, to the little black line there. And we mix the blood in there. It's basically so that we don't have any blood clots floating in the solution that are going to occlude the test result. And then we pour that in there. And once that's gone through, then we take our second little container. It's a blue dye, so it helps show up the control dot. And then also, if there is a positive result in the well, we'll be able to see that dot as well. And once that's gone through, then we take the third container and we pour that in, and that just washes out the background so that we can clearly see how many dots are in the test well.
Okay, and that takes about a minute.
Yeah. In fact, we did it just under a minute.
Locally, between 2006 and 2010, there were 86 reported cases of HIV in Waterloo Region, and between 2006 and 2010, there were 5 reported cases of AIDS. Guy says Aqua has been instrumental in helping him come to terms with his diagnosis.
They deal with people on the worst days of their lives. Yes. And they continue to give them support in spite of the irrational behavior and the all or nothing thinking that a lot of us are stuck with when we get diagnosed, right? And they saved my life, and they're out there doing it every single day. They do frontline stuff.
As we heard earlier, 25% of people don't know their status. Ryan will live with his positive status for the rest of his life, and he speaks out so others have a chance to be aware, informed, and educated.
Everybody is affected by HIV, not infected, but affected. You don't necessarily know who is or who isn't, because it's so hard to disclose to people. So even if you're, you know, at a restaurant, you know, the person next to you could be HIV positive, right? Or the person you're sleeping with could. Just wear protection and always get tested.
For more information, including testing times and locations, you can visit www.aqua.com. Haley Zimak, 570 News.